guessing that many people listening right now, maybe most, have been spanked as children. And some of you spank your children. And many of you think physically disciplining children keeps them out of trouble, teaches them respect. Some of you have shared memes on social media about how we would see less crime and violence in America if more people spanked their children. You dismiss warnings from experts who say spanking does more harm than good. You rationalize this with sayings like, I was spanked and I turned out okay. Am I right or wrong? Well, we are going to talk with a guest this hour about corporal punishment, the use of physical punishment in the black community in particular, and how this compounds a life of violence for many black children, and why black parents should stop whooping their kids. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We will talk with the author of the book, Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America. And we will welcome your questions and your views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Be especially interested in hearing from you if you are a black parent. Were whoopings a generational practice in your family? Do you think that physical punishment will or will not help black America? You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. She is Stacy Patton, an assistant professor of multimedia journalism at Morgan State University, an award-winning journalist, author, and child advocate. Her writing on issues surrounding higher education, child welfare, and race has appeared in The Washington Post, BBC News, The Root, and other publications. She is the creator of the anti-corporal punishment organization, Spare the Kids, and the author of the new book, Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So first off, to clarify, what exactly is a whooping?
Well, it's just semantics. People call hitting children spanking, popping, beating, whooping. It's all just semantics. At the end of the day, it involves hitting and it involves pain, but children's bodies don't process the violence any differently because we use sugar-coated semantics to make ourselves feel better about hitting their bodies.
Yeah,
but black people generally call hitting kids corporal punishment whooping. It's a term that they use, but at the end of the day, it's all just violence.
Yeah, but I can imagine some listening now are saying, "Well, a so-called proper spanking, you know, a bare hand or a hand on a clothed buttocks is not all that harmful. But if we're talking straps and sticks and anything and really wailing away at a child, that's something totally different."
Yeah, what they're talking about is a continuum of violence. And we have 50 years worth of scientific research on almost 200,000 children that shows that those, you know, spankings, those so-called appropriate way to hit a child's body is actually harmful. It's harmful to their developing brains. It ignites certain biochemical reactions in their bodies, which overloads their bodies with stress hormones. That can lay the foundation for a low IQ, for structural brain damage, a reduction in gray matter in the prefrontal cortex of the brain, the area of the brain you need for emotional regulation, logic and reasoning, executive functioning, memory, and so on. So you can set your child at risk for delinquency, for drug and alcohol abuse, and many other things, including chronic health problems like obesity, diabetes, heart issues, joint problems later in life, and even a lowered lifespan.
So in Spare the Kids, you mentioned that between 70% and 80% of all Americans hit their children, and these numbers have changed over the years, but you focus on corporal punishment within the black community. Why is that?
So yes, those numbers are correct. But when you disaggregate by race, Latinos and white people spank their kids. A little under 70% of those two groups actually spank. And we've seen over the past 40 years a slow decline and move away from using corporal punishment among those two groups. But African Americans have hovered around 80% for the past 40 years that, you know, the surveys have been taken by different groups in media and so on. So African Americans are more than twice as likely to hit their kids than blacks, than whites and Latinos. A lot of black people will say, well, they made, you know, physical discipline a crime. They took that out, and these kids today are just out of control. But when we look at the surveys, we see that the majority of our children are still being hit. A lot of people don't know that 19 states still allow corporal punishment in public schools where kids are beaten with paddles, like wooden, very thick wooden paddles. And a lot of parents sign opt-in forms to allow teachers and administrators to hit their kids. In every state, with the exception of New Jersey and Iowa, it's still legal to hit kids in schools that, you know, private and charter schools. So every state still has a law that says how to appropriately hit your child. So it's not illegal. Hitting kids hasn't gone, you know, anywhere. Within the African American community, we suffer higher rates of child maltreatment as a result. And we have a 3 times higher fatality rate as a result of maltreatment. In the past 10 years, over 3,600 black children have died as a result of maltreatment. A significant number of those kids have died because of physical discipline. And that's about 360 children per year. African Americans are more likely to garner the attention of law enforcement and child welfare authorities for child abuse. Our kids get placed in foster care at increasing rates, at higher rates, and our kids stay in the foster care system longer. And the foster care system has fast become a pipeline into the juvenile justice system. Mm-hmm. And there's also a historical specificity to the problem that's different within African American communities.
We are talking with the author of Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America, Stacy Patton. And we welcome your questions and your experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Stacy, why are black parents twice as likely to hit their children?
Well, you know, I think you have to understand history. Some folks say, oh, this is a black thing. White people put their kids on timeout. White people don't hit their kids. And it's absolutely not true. White people tend to be more private about hitting their kids, unlike African Americans who, you know, publicly joke about it through our comedy, our radio stations. Our preachers will loudly say, spare the rod, spoil the child, even though that's not even a Bible verse. So within our culture, we have this, you know, very disturbing and open embrace of hitting kids. When Latoya Graham, the infamous Baltimore mom, waded out into the middle of a race riot and went upside her son's head, she became an international hero. People saw that as good parenting. The celebration of her as a national hero gave validation to other parents to do the same thing. And then we end up seeing a very disturbing rise of parents who started picking up their cell phones and shaming and beating their kids and uploading it on YouTube, World Star Hip Hop, Facebook, and other sites. And these videos, you know, are shared millions of times. So these parents are trading their children's privacy and dignity for likes and clicks and validation to prove that, oh, African Americans are, you know, responsible parents. We don't let our kids run wild and so on and so forth. And I really think within the culture, we think it's going to save us. You know, I hear parents say, if I don't whoop my child, then the police will beat my kid or kill my child. But I go back to those statistics. 360 children a year, black children a year, are killed by their own parents. Black kids are more at risk of being assaulted, physically injured, or killed by their own parent than a police officer. And people, you know, are nostalgic. I'm the man I am today or the woman I am today, and I'm not in jail or on crack or, you know, a bad person because somebody processed my body through violence because I was booked. And they don't realize they're co-signing a racist narrative that says that the only way to make black people law-abiding good people is to beat them.
Stacey, let me jump in as we have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio coming up next. After the news, we will start taking some calls for the author of Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with our guest about why a majority of black parents in America view hitting their children as responsible parenting, and why she says this does way more harm than good. She is the author of Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America. Stacey Patton is our guest, and we are welcoming your questions for her, maybe even your own experiences. Are you a black parent? Do you physically punish your children? And why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Or maybe you just think that if there was more physical discipline of children, that there would be less crime or fewer kids getting into trouble. The statistics don't bear that out. So what do you say about that? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Let's go to Justin in Appleton. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call. Now, I understand her point of view on how spanking is not beneficial. But what kind of irritates me about this show in particular is the fact that she has to segregate it strictly into race. I mean, aside from skin color, as far as I can tell, a black person is exactly the same as every other person physically. Aside from maybe psychological differences, I don't see what the point is to make it about a black person. I live in a neighborhood where my neighbor is black, my other neighbor is Hispanic. Across the street, there's a Hmong person living across from me, and every one of them spanks their kids. Why does it specifically have to be a problem in the black culture?
And Justin, I appreciate the call because we can talk more about this. You might have been calling in when we were talking more about this, about why Stacey focused in on black families in particular. But Stacey, you want to kind of why focus in on why segregate the problem is, I think, what Justin was saying.
As I explained at the beginning of the show, African Americans are more than twice as likely to hit their kids as white and Latinos and other groups. And we have higher maltreatment rates, and we have a 3 times higher fatality rate than all other groups because our communities are under hyper surveillance from law enforcement and child welfare protection agencies, which are more highly concentrated in our communities. Our children are more likely to be placed in foster care. Parents are more likely to be prosecuted, and our children stay in foster care longer. Once our kids are in the foster care system, they are at higher risk for being given psychotropic medications than other groups. Since the late 1990s, the number of foster children who receive psychotropic medications has surged, and a disproportionate number of those kids are black girls. Our children are more likely to be funneled from the foster care to the juvenile justice system as well. The suicide rates among African American adolescents and teenagers has also surged over the past decade, and those who have been studying the problem say that one of the main causes is exposure to traumatic stress at home and in stricter discipline in schools. So there is, you know, a sociological and public health crisis going on here. And also because there's a different historical specificity to the problem within African-American communities.
Let's go to Bobby now in Milwaukee. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, I was just trying to find out, where did you get your facts from, your statistics, based upon the facts correlating to blacks disciplining their children that it causes more harm than good?
So you can read the book, Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America. All the footnotes, the data citations are actually in the book.
Yeah, so why do you doubt it, Bobby? Or what's your, you know?
Well, I'm an African American father, and you know, I don't beat my children, but I believe in like disciplining them, because I believe that if you discipline them, then that will lead to, I'd rather discipline my kids than to allow someone else to discipline them in the wrong way, such as, for instance, like how there is a higher rate of African Americans in prisons and jails, and you know, we try to like tap out that whatever, and we try to minimize that so that other people won't. Have the means to discipline our children. That's the reason why I do it, so that my children know from right from wrong to respect adults. That's why I think there's a lot of problems going on in the community now, is that a lot of kids now, they don't respect the older generation. They don't respect the teachers. They don't respect the local officials, things to that nature. And I think that things are kind of getting out of hand, whatever. So that's why my family, whatever, I try to stamp that out, whatever, and I try to, gain control, some kind of control in our house. So that's the only thing I have to say in regards to that position.
Well, I'm glad you called, Bobby. He punishes his children so someone else, like the criminal justice system, doesn't do it for him. I think that was what he was saying.
Well, you know, I hear this all the time. If whipping black children were so effective at keeping black people out of jails, how's that been working for us? Because if it was so effective, we wouldn't be having national conversations about mass incarceration. And actually, it's counterintuitive. Once again, I go back to the science. When you hit your kid, you also put them at risk for delinquent behavior, for aggression, for, you know, committing the very same types of infractions and crimes that you're trying to prevent in the first place. So actually, when you're hitting your kid, you're sowing the seeds. You're putting them on the path to, getting in trouble out in the streets, in schools, and ending up in prisons. And it suggests this idea that, oh, if I hit my kid, you know, it'll keep them from, you know, going to jail. It suggests that all those people who are in prisons weren't beaten enough. You can go into any jail, any prison in this country and survey everyone, and I guarantee you the majority, if not all, were probably hit as children. And many prosecutors that I talked to across this country, one of the things when they actually sat down and they talked with folks who are incarcerated, they all have this history of child trauma, where they were being beaten at home. Some of them were victims of sexual abuse, which also, in many cases, overlaps with physical, punishment that these kids were subjected to. And they didn't disclose that they were being sexually abused because they feared somebody was going to whoop them. So this whole idea that it's going to save our kids from being disciplined by somebody else is absolutely false. We've been using that excuse since the plantation. Slave mothers invoked it to say, if I don't whoop my child, then the overseer is going to do it more harshly. And it's a generational lie. And a lot of times parents use fear of the police, fear of jail, as an excuse, as a way to disguise their cruelty, rather than doing the hard work of finding a healthier, nonviolent way to raise their kids. And discipline means to teach. Anytime you say don't hit your kid, then folks say, oh, you don't want us to discipline their kids. There's other more effective, nonviolent ways to do this than striking your child's body.
You have a chapter in the book, in Spare the Kids, that I'm interested in. It's The Parent to Prison Pipeline, How Wisconsin's First Black District Attorney Connected Hitting Children to Criminal Justice Outcomes. Can you give us the cliff notes on that?
Yeah, so it's a chapter that focuses on District Attorney Ishmael Ozing, first Black District Attorney in the state of Wisconsin. And again, he has that history of having worked in prisons and talked to folks who were incarcerated. And he started making the connection between, you know, what he was seeing in terms of criminal justice outcomes in the treatment of these people when they were kids. And so as district attorney, he implemented a diversion program. So parents who are being brought in for lower level child abuse cases, rather than locking them up and putting them in prison because people think they can incarcerate their way out of this problem, these parents are charged, but they have to go through a program where they're learning alternatives to physical discipline and so on. And then once they complete this and change their behavior, the charges are dropped. And he's also implemented something called a no-hit zone, so in public spaces and offices, where, you know, the message is out there. This is a safe space. We don't hit kids. Let's help you figure out a different way through it. His, you know, approach has been very controversial. Some conservative whites have called it affirmative action for Black child abusers. Many people in the Black community have pushed back against this as well because they can't get past their fear that that their children will still turn out fine if they don't hit them.
Next, we go to Daryl in Milwaukee. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is your question or view?
Well, actually, I'd like to tell my view. Actually, I believe that I've grown to believe that there's a huge difference between discipline and punishment. Discipline is designed to train. That's why even if you go into the military or different places, they want to teach you discipline. They want to show you how to do things in a proper way. And punishment is designed to punish. And when you know what to do, and you've been taught and you've been trained, and you still do it, then you're punished. That's what jails were designed. They were designed to punish, okay? Your caller talks a lot about hitting, and I think sometimes we have to really be careful of the language that we use. And with due respect, I think when you talk about hitting, you know, hitting is, it's fine, but it's the context of what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve. I see a lot of parents. I believe that there isn't enough discipline in the Black community. I see a lot of parents, and they're snatching on their kids, and they're just hitting them and not even telling them, helping them to understand what's going on. And I believe that's one of the reasons because of why there's a lot of crime going on in our community, because there isn't enough discipline.
Let me ask you, what kind of discipline? Sure. I know you said there's a difference between discipline and punishment. I understand that, but what sort of discipline are you talking about? Physical discipline or other forms of discipline that do not involve physical contact, Daryl?
Well, actually, that can be a combination of both. All children are not the same. One thing can affect one child and not affect the other, and vice versa. When I came up, there was a combination. There was hitting. I mean, well, really, that was punishment, a whooping, what we got. And we knew better. That's when we got it. We knew better. We knew how to behave. We knew how to what we should do and what we shouldn't do, because we were taught that in love. We were taught that in a different background. And when we didn't do what we were supposed to do, or vice or whatever, that's when we were punished. But the discipline part, that's part of the training.
Yeah. What do you say to that, Stacey?
Well, first of all, it's illegal to hit people in the military. It's against the law. You know, if you hit your wife or girlfriend, it's domestic violence. You're not supposed to hit people who are in jail. If you hit an animal, it's called animal cruelty, but we call hitting children for their own good. You know, the gentleman is playing semantics once again. This idea that, you know, all children aren't the same, that some kids you can talk to and some kids you have to hit. I mean, change that sentence. Some wives and girlfriends, you know, can be talked to, but some wives and girlfriends, you have to hit. Adults deal with other adults every single day who are much more complicated, annoying, and, you know, have other odd behaviors than children do. But we find a way to restrain ourselves from hitting them. People hit kids because children can't defend themselves. And this idea that, you know, this generation, these kids today have no respect, these kids today are ruining our communities, the data doesn't bear that out. Actually, millennials, they're smoking less, they drink less, school violence is actually down, violent crime is actually down. Actually, millennials are more spiritual. All the studies show that it was actually baby boomers, the people who are raising them, who were the folks who were, you know, engaging in drugs and so on and so forth. So this whole these kids today argument is just another, you know, way to derail the conversation and to keep parents from actually figuring out a way to do something that's much more different and not taking responsibility for perhaps engaging in a practice that's counterintuitive and producing the problems in our communities. Every single generation has said, these kids today have no respect. These kids are worse off than, you know, our generation was. And it's, again, it's one of those parroted arguments that has absolutely no substance to it.
Daryl, thank you. Damien in Whitewater is with us. Hello, Damien.
Hello. I just wanted to comment that I am also a black parent. I have tried my best not to with my children, my father with me. It kind of helped, but not really. I ended up still going to prison, but I decided not to take the same route as my father, actually speak to my children, get an understanding of why they're doing this or why they're misbehaving. If you can get an understanding of your children without physically touching them, I think it would be better for you and your child just for getting an understanding. But people, what I tend to see is people lack the basic knowledge. When they punish their children physically, they lose that emotional touch in between them and their child. Now, instead of the child being able to tell you something's wrong, they have that fear of you beating them if they tell you something's going on or something's wrong. So you miss that. You simply miss not being able to talk to your child. So beating them is not the answer. You have to talk. You have to actually take time out of your busy day. I know it's hard, but you have to actually talk to your children so they can understand what is really going on, that it's okay that you have a problem in your life or something's going on that you can't really explain. You know, that's my comment.
Yeah, well, thank you, Damien. We have just a minute before a news break, Stacey, a brief reaction to what Damien had to say.
Yeah, discipline is about guiding your child through a problem, teaching them how to solve a problem. Punishing them is, hitting them is about punishing them for having a problem. Adults are supposed to be smarter, more articulate, more creative, and violence against them is always a lack of creativity and, you know, a sense of loss of power and control.
We are talking with Stacey Patton. She is the author of the book Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America. And we're talking about the roots of physical punishment or discipline in the African American community and why it does more harm than good. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org if you'd like to join in. We are talking with the author of the new book, Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America. Stacey Patton is our guest. She's an assistant professor of multimedia journalism, and she is also a child welfare advocate. And we, by the way, do have her website, Spare the Kids, posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page with more information. And we are welcoming your questions, your thoughts, your experiences. She says that too many African-American parents whoop their children. They are twice as likely as parents of other races to use physical punishment on their children, all in a way of trying to be responsible parents. It's harming the children more than it's helping them. And maybe it's not helping them at all. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's go back to the phones. Evelyn in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Stacy and Joy.
Yes.
I wanted to say that when I was a mother earlier in my life, when I had first had children, my children are like in their 30s and 40s now. But I thought I had to hit them because my mother hit me all the time.
Yeah.
So I didn't like her because she hit me all the time. I thought it was a mean, you know, that she was mean-spirited. Even though I had heard later that people hit children out of love, I never felt loved by someone hitting me. Also, there was a contradiction that I was taught that you shouldn't hit anybody smaller than you. And I heard it so much, but parents always hit children and they were smaller. So that led me not to trust, you know, my parents. My father didn't do anything. He just ignored everything. Then the other thing that I feel about hitting is if you get hit younger, as a young child, you grow up thinking hitting is the right thing to do. So the consequences are that as an older person, if you're in an abusive relationship with another person and you hit each other, you think it's out of love and it's okay.
Yeah. Stacy?
Yes, thank you so much for sharing your story. You're absolutely right. You know, when a parent hits their child, it damages the emotional bonds between a parent. And it's often presented in the context of love and protection and religion as well. I hit you, I whoop you because I love you. And when you tell a child this while their brain is still developing, what ends up happening is the messages of pain and love merge together in a child's brain. And so they end up normalizing violence. And they think it's okay. And that is actually damaging the brain. And that's why you have so many people who grow up and say, you know, I was whooped and I turned out fine, because they don't want to look back on their parents and say, well, what they did was actually harmful. You can still love your mother and father or whoever else hit you as a kid, but they were still wrong. Doesn't mean that you don't love them. And all of the, you know, psychological literature and studies that we've seen on domestic violence show that, you know, young people who either witness domestic violence as kids or are victims of family violence as children are at greater risk of repeating that cycle, sometimes in their own intimate relationships. And also, you know, when they grow up to hit their kids, so they say, you know, I was whooped, I turned out fine, so therefore I'm going to whoop. And I say, no, that's not good parenting. That's actually retribution. And so love and hitting just do not belong in the same sentence at all. There, you know, if we heard a man say, well, I hit my wife, I pop my wife, I spank my wife because I love her, we would be deeply disturbed, but we don't extend children the same kind of courtesy.
Evelyn, thank you very much for calling. Marty in Lake Zurich, Illinois is with us. Hello, Marty.
Hi, Joy. Good morning. My story is my father was a Chicago police officer, and when it came time to mete out punishment, he would pull out the 2-inch police belt and strike my rear end for me, and all the while saying, you know, this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me. Well, I don't know how many times I felt like either offing him or offing myself. I moved out at 19 and never came back. I would have done it at 13 if I could have. The strange benefit from all of this is I had two children, wonderful boys, and I swore that I would never hit them like my father hit me. And
you have not?
It's anything. It's nothing but detrimental to a child to hit them.
Boy, that was powerful too, Stacy.
Yes, a police officer giving his testimony. It's true. I mean, the first time I was ever hit by my adoptive mother, I was 5 years old, and it was very traumatic for me. And here was this person who was supposed to be kind and nurturing, you know, a safe refuge, was hurting my body. And, you know, and she just kept amping it up as I got older. And I hated her. I never loved her. I never bonded with her because of that pain. I ended up running away when I was 9 and then again when I was 12, and I never went back. And I have not spoken to my adoptive parents for, you know, since I was 12 years old. So it definitely, you know, damages the child. He talked about, you know, sometimes he wanted to off his father or himself. You know, I felt the same way. I wanted to kill my adoptive mother, or sometimes kill myself to make the pain stop. So it's very detrimental.
Yeah. You touched on this earlier, but I did want to go back to this in terms of you write, or you in the book, that this the whooping of black children reinforces racist ideology. What did you mean by that?
Mm-hmm. So once again, when I hear black people say, so you have black folks who will kind of go in very hard against white people who make these racist arguments about black on black crime. You know, you get these people who cite FBI statistics to try to prove that black people are much more criminal than white folks. So they'll, you know, go in against that really hard to say that's racist, it's a stereotype. But then in the next breath, they'll talk about how bad, you know, our children are, how black children are different, that you have to beat them, that you have to be harsh with them. You know, social services and, you know, law enforcement people will hear black folks say, well, you don't understand what it's like to be a black parent. You don't understand black boys, and that you've got to come down on them hard. Or people grow up to say, you know, I'm not in jail today because my mama whooped me. Well, they're actually co-signing a long-standing racist narrative that the only way to make black people law-abiding, civilized people is to process their bodies through pain. And so that's what I mean. It's like the racism is a smog. So all around we get these racist ideas, images, and messages about black bodies, about young black people. And so we all breathe in that smog, teachers, law enforcement, and so on and so forth. And the whole idea of not affording innocence and empathy to black children has been a longstanding feature in anti-blackness, to accelerate black children into a kind of maturity, to not see them as, you know, innocent and deserving of kindness and bodily integrity is part of that long historical devaluation of black people. And so, unfortunately, black parents are often looking at their children through the same racist, self-hating lens, and that ends up impacting the way they treat their children's bodies.
Jim in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Jim.
Hi, good morning. So even though I'm not black, I think it's a human condition. I was severely beaten on a regular basis. I'm one of the last of the baby boomers, and I was homeless as a child, and my mother really didn't have much education and didn't read well and didn't really care about knowledge. And my comment is this. I'm proud to say I've got two millennial children who I agree with the author, how wonderful they are. I've managed them. I never hit my children once. And when I look back, it was because when I was young, I went to social services before I had children. And because I knew I wanted to be a good parent, so I learned, I took their classes, even if you don't know how to read well. Social services has this very bad reputation, but seriously, most of those people really have kind hearts and will help you to learn how to be a good parent to your child. And I'd recommend anybody listening to this, to, especially if you don't have children yet, and if, and double especially if you do hit them, to get some training to learn how to discipline, how to be a good parent. More people learn about how to buy a car or how to shop for something they really like than they do to learn how to be a good parent. So that's just my comment.
A reaction, Stacey?
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear him say that. He's absolutely right. Many people hit their kids because they don't have a basic understanding of child development. They don't understand the basic science behind brain development and also how to set reasonable age appropriate expectations for their kids' behavior. So half of what they're beating them for is normal things, you know, potty training, you know, bedwetting, eating, lying, things
right.
like that. And so they don't have, you know, alternatives that they can turn to figure out how to deal with these very normal child development issues.
Well, in our final minute, are you optimistic that with whoopings being so ingrained in black families that a day will come when the whoopings will stop?
Yes, it's going to take a long time. I'm sure, 100 years ago, somebody was having the same conversation or asking the same question that you just asked me about domestic violence against women. And so as a society, we've moved toward the other side of that issue. I mean, it's still a problem, but certainly we don't have that public embrace of hitting wives and, you know, spouses. I think social media has opened up the conversation much more. People are starting to share the science a bit more, and we're talking about it. Even in their resistance, people are thinking about it more, and so I do have...
Oops, and I think we might have just lost our connection with our guest, but we got the point. Thanks very much to Stacey Patton, author of Spare the Kids, Why Whooping Children Won't Save Black America. And thanks to Nyasia Ellison for producing this program. Thank you for listening and for sharing your stories. I'm Joy Curtin. This is the Ideas Network.